Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2 and verses 18 to 25. Believers suffering. Believers suffering. Well, there's the fact. Believers do suffer. Indeed, we can go further. Believers are going to suffer. I know in verse 20 it says that if, let me just read it to you. Verse 20. Well, let me start from verse 18. Slaves, submit yourselves to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerable, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and you endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because, and so on. 1 Peter 2, verses 18 to 25. I want to take an overview here. Believers are suffering. They're going to suffer. I know it says if, but believers are living in a hostile environment. We're surrounded by enemies. I'm fully conscious that Christendom has broken down this barrier between the separation between Christ's people and the ungodly. And I know that modern evangelicalism has gone a long, long way to mixing the world and the church together in one common effort to make some kind of evangelistic effort. But it ought not to be so. And Peter addresses, in particular, slaves, but his application surely is to us all. We meet unjust, unfair treatment. We meet harsh treatment. And we are told very plainly here that we should endure it. And we should endure it patiently. We should go on doing good. And we should submit. This is exactly what I read here. Verse 18, submit yourselves. And so on. Well, there's in suffering, in harsh treatment, submit yourself. Endure patiently. You endure patiently, you endure it. You're commendable before God, and you go on doing good, and you endure it, and you suffer for doing good, and so on. Why? Because you're conscious of God. Verse 19, for it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, not just suffering, but unjust suffering, because he is conscious, aware of God. Psalm 139, God's eye is upon him for good, weighing his actions, but leading him through all his troubles, counting his obedience, reckoning it up to him, and so on. Not for his salvation, but because he is saved. He is conscious of God. He's not only conscious of God, verse 19, this is commendable to God, verse 20, and you're called to it, verse 21. Well, there are three C's for you. 19, conscious of God. Verse 20, commendable to God. Verse 21, called to it. And, of course, we come to the final aspect of 18 to 25, Christ himself. Do you notice how often the apostles do this? They take a small event, a local event, and they finish up by magnifying Christ in it somewhere. And it's here. We have the great example, Christ himself. And what a standard. What a standard. Now, my friend, I've set all this before you. And even as I am giving this discourse, I realize the standard is impeccably high. I don't know how to describe it. Christ himself. This is the theology of the new covenant. It must be so. And so on. This is what we are to be. For Christ's sake. Conscious of God. Commendable to God, called to it by God's grace. Well, that's the standard. 'Tis an easy discourse to preach, but the living of it, may God's Spirit help us. May we keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Amen.